one of the other Supreme Court rulers, Sheldon in Tucson. Hello, Sheldon.
Hi. The other thing I wanted to mention is, it's really been bothering me that you're the manager of a network which speaks the truth, and this is quite evident with the lineup of high-quality hosts on the Republic Network, but you yourself will not expose weather modification because of a lack of documentation, and this issue is well documented. Now, this needs to be exposed, John, as much as possible before the ADL's Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act shuts down the networks.
Well, when that happens, who gives a hoot whether they've got weather modification or they don't? Let me tell you something, caller Sheldon, listen to me. I have to prioritize, okay? I just got an email here from a friend of mine that actually sent it over to Derry Brownfield. It said, Jeff, would you please send me the article about the created cyclones Derry read on the air this morning? John Stattmiller got on his show after Chris Gerner the other day and basically called him and his weather modification nuts.
But it's documented, John. You got a UN treaty on it.
Hold on. Hey, hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying if we can prove that they used it, this is what I said. You know, don't put words in my mouth. I said if we can prove that they used that weather modification technology for Katrina or any other hurricane that we've seen guided into the United States, if I can prove it, I'll talk my full head off about it. But we're into the area that people would look at this as little green men from planet Xanadu. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand, but it's in the United States Code.
Okay. All right, Sheldon, anything else?
That'll be it. Thanks, John.
Yeah, thank you. I think. You know, folks, you know, whether I agree with my talk show host or not, I set my priorities, okay? If we've got talk show hosts on this network talking about weather modification and they can prove it, fine. That's their program. That's their bailiwick. That's what they want to do. Some people on this network talk to almost the exclusion of anything else except Agenda 21. And then the problem with that is that when you have a particular talk show host talking about a particular subject and they won't get off of it, the listening audience, once they've heard or thought they've heard everything on the subject, will tune in someplace else. So basically, what has happened is that talk show host has eroded their listening audience. But, Sheldon, I thank you for your kind words and your criticism.